Welcome to another edition of Homeroom 603. This is Megan Tuttle, president of NEA New Hampshire, and today I have Brendan Brown with me, the director of government relations. So with crossover day happening last week, the Senate began work on House bills and vice versa this week. So Brendan, why is crossover day an important milestone?
Well, crossover day is an important milestone because it means that we've cleared out all of the legislation that is not going to pass through one house, which means that everything that's left after crossover day has passed at least one house and has a strong possibility of being passed on to the governor.
Great. So in our great news category, we have the educator death benefit passed the Senate committee unanimously on a vote of 5-0. And this is the same bill that failed last session. So this is a huge step in the right direction. In case you haven't heard about the proposal, NEA New Hampshire backed a bill that extends the $100,000 death benefit that currently covers police and firefighters to educators killed in the line of duty. It was heard in the Senate Executive Departments and Administration Committee on Wednesday. Following the hearing, the committee voted unanimously to pass the bill with a full vote in the Senate next week.
Too often, we contact our elected officials and ask them to pass or oppose bills. But what we often forget to do is to come back and thank them when they voted the way that we would like them. If you'd like to take a moment to thank the five senators on the ED&A committee, their contact information is available in our latest legislative update sent to all members on Friday morning or on our website.
Thanks for that reminder, Brendan. It is really important to make sure we're thanking everybody for all the good work they're doing on our behalf. In the more great news category, the cost of living adjustment for our retirees made it through the House and now heads on to the Senate. On Tuesday, the Senate Finance Committee held its first public hearing on House Bill 1756, a bill which would provide a 1.5 cost of living adjustment for all public employees in New Hampshire. And the bill also provides a one-time supplementary $500 allowance for those retirees receiving less than $30,000 a year. I did submit testimony to the committee, and NEA New Hampshire retired board member Sandy Amla also testified. Testimony in favor of the bill far outnumbered testimony from those opposed to it. NEA New Hampshire was joined by our labor partners at the SEIU, PFFNH, AFL-CIO, and many others in supporting the bill. In fact, two full sign-up sheets were filled with people registering support during public hearings, with only a single organization indicating opposition.
While there are a great number of organizations supporting HB 1756, it only passed the House by 6 votes, so its future is far from certain. You can find the latest updates of the New Hampshire Retirement Security Coalition by going to our website or signing up for their newsletter at nhretirementfacts.com.
So does it look like we might finally have a vote of the flawed voucher bill soon?
Well, I thought we were. Over in finance, the subcommittee has continued working on it, and they held yet another work session yesterday. They were supposed to take a vote, but they realized they did not have the votes to pass the bill. When they saw they didn't pass the bill, they recessed the bill until 1 o'clock next Tuesday. This is deja vu all over again, since we were also scheduled to hold a vote on March 14th and had to reschedule that at the last minute because they didn't have the votes to pass it. Regardless, the full Finance Committee will need to hold a vote on April 25th, which means the final vote in committee will happen over April break for many schools. So stay tuned for more information on how we can pack the room for with educators when that vote is taken.
Sounds good. When we started this legislative session in 2017, we were looking at long odds of stopping dangerous legislation and even longer odds of implementing pro-public education ideas. Yet here we stand, on the brink of passing our educator death benefit into law, of securing a cost of living adjustment for our retired members, and of defeating, once again, vouchers. This is only possible because New Hampshire has elected just enough pro-education House and Senate members. But we need more. Our PAC, our Apple Corps, is dedicated to supporting New Hampshire candidates for New Hampshire offices. Candidates who support our values, our profession, and most importantly, our students. Apple Corps is raising money to help in the upcoming November elections. What are they up to, Brendan?
Well, Megan, Apple Corps is raffling off a free one-year NEA New Hampshire membership to help support education-friendly candidates across the Granite State. A winner will be drawn on April 16th, so you need to buy your tickets soon. Each ticket costs $25, and you can enter as many times as you like. Details are available on our website, neanh.org. You can also stay up to date about the latest happenings at the State House by visiting our legislative action page on our website, by following at neanhvotes on Twitter. And if you have any questions about what's happening at the State House, you can contact me, Brendan Brown, New Hampshire Director of Government Relations, at bbrown@nhnea.org. That's bbrowne@nhnea.org.
So let's switch gears for just a minute. This next Friday, on April 20th, it's the anniversary of Columbine. Educators from across New Hampshire will rally on the State House lawn and plaza to say enough. Inspired by the courageous young people in Parkland, Florida, and across the nation, students, parents, educators, school staff, administrators, and community allies will join together on April 20th for the National Day of Action Against Gun Violence in Schools. Together, we'll take up the students' call of no more. No more children murdered in school. No more parents sending a child to school who never comes home. No more teachers, coaches, principals, librarians, or any school staff standing between students and a gunman. No more. Join students, families, educators, and concerned citizens from across New Hampshire as we say enough is enough. We demand action now on a comprehensive plan to end gun violence. This plan cannot include arming teachers. Doing so would only turn our schools into prisons. Our students need more books, more art and music programs, more nurses and school counselors, not more guns in their classrooms. The suggestion that we train, arm, and reward educators is just a distraction from solving the real problem, that very dangerous people have very easy access to very dangerous weapons. We need solutions that will keep guns out of the hands of those who want to use them to massacre innocent children and educators. We're rallying in support of our students' calls to ban automatic weapons, ban large capacity magazines, and increase funding and access to school mental health professionals, to resources, and to SROs. We will be setting up hundreds of empty white chairs to symbolize and memorialize those who have died in our nation's schools since the Columbine massacre. We ask you to join us with your family and friends to say enough. Something meaningful and effective needs to be done. This will be a peaceful rally. Everyone is welcome as we stand in support of our students' efforts to make their schools safer places. More information and a place to RSVP for the rally can be found on our website, neanh.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.